morning. Time again for Moments of Melody, another edition of this wake-up program. Recently, I read a little article titled The Way to God. I'd like to share a bit of it with you. Speaking to a large audience on God's eternal purpose in relation to man, a nationally prominent educator quoted an Old Testament declaration that God created man for his own glory, and said that this purpose cannot be defeated. All men, he said, are brothers, and at the last great gathering not even the most erring ones will be missing. The speaker depicted a beautiful palace standing in a delightful garden. There was only one entrance to the castle, though there were many roads that led to it from all directions. All finally arrived at the palace gates, and then it mattered not that some had found the journey hard and painful, for all the sufferings of the way were forgotten in their complete and perfect joy. A pretty picture this, but not a true one. Since by divine revelation alone we can discover the way to God, we must turn to the Bible rather than to man's imagination for our guidance. Jesus, the Christ, describes the two roads open to man. One is straight and narrow, leading to God and eternal life. The other is a broad and easy road, leading to final destruction. On this broad road are many travelers, enjoying the fellowship of their comrades and thinking little about their destination. On the narrow way are fewer pilgrims, but a heavenly radiance lights their pathway. The narrow way is not hard to find, and all men are invited to follow it. I am the way, declares Christ. He is the light who guides to God every man who comes to him. In 1 Peter we read that Christ hath also suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 John 1:12 we read, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Since not all men receive Christ, and thereby become sons of God, we must conclude that there are many who are not God's children. Jesus, addressing a group of self-righteous Pharisees, said, ye are of your father the devil. It is clear from this that Christ did not recognize all men as children of God. Many other scriptures confirm the statement of our Lord, that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Eternal life is given only to those who believe in their hearts that Christ died to redeem them and that he rose again from the dead. Christ is the only way to God. Now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Paschal Feast, as it's called, was drawing near. The chief priests and scribes were still at a loss for some means of making away with the Lord Jesus, frightened as they were the people. But now Satan found his way into the heart of Judas, who was also called Iscariot, one of the 12. He went off and conferred with the chief priests and magistrates about the means to betray Jesus. These gladly consented to pay him a sum of money, and so he promised to do it, and looked about for an opportunity to hand him over without any commotion. Not all men are on their way to God. People have to choose. As an example, Judas chose the wrong way.